I thought it would be fun to have some interesting items. And who can remember the following interesting past? The old Victorian house belonging to the Kay family, which was torn down to build the Haddonfield Trust Company. Bing Crosby staying at the Haddon House when he attended the base of the Garden State Racetrack. The story of Dolly Madison drinking tea in the Hip Booth House when in town visiting at the Indian King. Blaze Candy Store on the main street near Haddon Avenue with a protective bar across the window which the kids swung on while looking at the goodies. The T Model Ford taxi owned by Blackie that ran to Berlin for 10 cents a customer when he got a load of customers. He was stationed at Ella Street and Main Street in front of the old post office. Dr. Izzard making his house calls in the only Rolls Royce in town. Doc was quite proud that he owned the only Rolls Royce in Haddonfield. The old ladies coming to town dressed like gypsies. They carried hooked knives. They walked around town digging dandelions out of the lawns to make wine from the leaves. The old iron bridge on Grove Street across Cooper Creek, it was exactly like the one down on Ellis Street that crosses the creek there. Cy Martyr's first coaching year when he beat Haddonfield for the first Haddonfield football victory over them in 15 years. This was about 1934. The captain of that team that year was Pat Turner. Marlene Deke was looking for her chauffeur when she came out of Oppenheim Collins store on the main street. And she was appearing at the music fair down in the park. When a Haddonfield family son, Orm Downs, was the drummer in the Ted Williams Orchestra and would get back in town when bass brought in close. Mr. Brick, the horse riding salesman, traveling around town in a pushcart full of root that she could sell in any quantity and grind up. Doc Cotton, the dentist, his hand shook with palsy, but he still fixed everybody's teeth in town. Mr. and Mrs. James Lane Pennypacker's open house every Halloween, with a table full of cold pieces for every kid in town. This is the house on the main street where Doc Barron used to have his dentistry. Santa's mailbox in front of Newmyer's every year, where all the small fry drop their letters to St. Nick. The two ice businesses in town, owned by the Teggy and the Dumphy family, they delivered ice to every house in Haddonfield all year long. When motorcycles and sidecars replaced bicycles in the police department, but most of the force still walked beats all over town, and they had to bang into the call boxes that were on every telephone pole.